Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
We are in a theme called the Fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not an artificial thing that the Holy Spirit produces. It's real, living fruit that the Holy Spirit produces from the inside out in the lives of people. And hopefully people outside of the church will take a look at Christians and the fruit with 20/20 vision and say, wow, what a difference. Now, we started out this series with love. Love is the key to the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Faith, hope, and love remain, the Bible says, but the greatest of these is love. Why? Because it's overflowing. We love because God first loved us. Well, love, singing and praising God, that's called joy. Love at rest, trusting God with everything, is the fruit of peace. Love enduring, long suffering is the fruit of patience. Love's touch is a fruit of kindness. Today, I want to speak to you about love's character. Love's character, and that's goodness. Another synonym is integrity. Would you bow your heads with me as I go to the Lord in prayer? Father in heaven, if there's something we need to learn, teach us. If there's something we need to change, turn us. Lord, if there's something we need to be, make us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There was an elderly couple that the husband was having trouble remembering, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor found nothing wrong with him, but suggested that he writes things down to help him remember. Well, that day he came home and his wife said, what did the doctor say? He said, well, the doctor said to help me with my memory, I should write things down. That's a good idea, she said. Well, that evening they were watching television. He was getting up out of his lounge chair, looked at his wife and said, honey, I'm going to the kitchen. Is there anything you want? She goes, yeah, would you get me a bowl of ice cream? He said, I sure would. And then she suggested, maybe you should write that down. He goes, no, I've got it. Anything else? Yeah, would you put some strawberries on that ice cream? Sure, I will. You sure you don't want to write that down? No, ice cream, strawberries, I got it. Anything else? She said, yeah, some whipped cream on top of those strawberries for the ice cream. Honey, I really think you should write this down. And he looked at his wife and says, for goodness sakes, I've got this. Ice cream, strawberries, and whipped cream. And he marched off into the kitchen. Well, it took him a long time. After 20 minutes, he finally came into the living room with a plate of bacon and eggs. He set it down before his wife. She looked at that bacon and eggs, rolled her eyes and frowned, looked at her husband and said, you forgot my toast. I think we all suffer from something called memory loss. But the one thing that God wants to make sure that we never forget, and that is to be good for goodness sakes. Have you ever used that term? For goodness sakes. You know what it is? It is a paraphrase for this. For God's sake. Yeah. For God's sake. We should want to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's take a closer look at the fruit of goodness or integrity. If you have your handout, I'll be following that. A, it is not partial with people. We should be impartial, meaning we should treat everybody the same, no matter who they are, what they look like or what they do. And this is going to be the difficult thing, whether they're good, bad, or ugly. We should treat them all the same. Listen to the words of Jesus. You are no longer Jews or Greeks, slave or free, male or female. Why? Because you're all now one in Christ. If God treats us equal, all men are created equal. Isn't that what we proclaim in this country? Then we should treat everybody impartial and treat them equal. Listen to the words of Jesus. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. That's kind of the standard, isn't it? The world says, well, love those who love you. But you know, Jesus takes it the next step above that, the step of goodness. And what is that? He says, love your enemies. Do good to those who do evil to you or persecute you. Wow, that is something that'll get the world's attention. They'll look at Christians and say, wow, they go the extra mile. Do not be partial when it comes to people in the business world, when you're out there dealing with people. Years ago, some of you may remember this, segregation was a major part. They would segregate the schools. Well, a mother whose first grade daughter was in a school where they were going to segregate, and she was a little worried what might happen, so she dropped her first grader off at school, and she went in. After school, she said to her daughter, So, how was school today? What happened? She goes, well, another first grade girl came in and she was black and she sat right next to me. Oh, with a little fear and trepidation, the mother said, well, what happened? She said, well, we both were so scared that we held hands all day long. Isn't that cute? That's the way it should be. Listen to the words of Jesus. Unless you become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. Yeah, love those who love you, but also love those who are not like you, who may even be evil towards you. That's what goodness is all about. B, it is devoted to excellence. It is devoted to doing the best for everybody equally. Listen to these words. So that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. Remember last year's theme? Shine in 2019. Let your works be seen. Shine with your good. Why? So people will give glory to your Father in heaven. What makes a difference? How can we shine? By being devoted. Devoted to it. Being excellent in everything we do. Listen to these words. These things are excellent and profitable for people. Now, right before this, you know what Titus says? When the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ appeared. The goodness. He saved us. Wow. He saved us. We love because he loved us. We should be good to others because he has been good to us. Listen to the words of Jesus. He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Guess who's been ungrateful to God and evil? It is we. Our sinful nature makes us ungrateful at times, and we do bad, sinful things, evil things. But God has shown kindness to us when he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Listen to the words of Euthybius. A Greek historian from 430 BC, that's 430 years before Christ, listen to this historian's words. Those who have recovered from the plague, the sick, and the dying find most compassion. Those that recovered realized how important it was to be good to those who are sick and dying, of all people. We have been struck with the worst plague of all, the worst virus, the flu. It is called sin, and it's going to kill every one of us. But it is Jesus, the great physician, who has recovered us, redeemed us, saved us through his sacrifice on the cross. And that should move us to want to do our best for those who are still sick and dying and infected with sin. That's why we should be devoted to excellence. Listen to these words. Philippians, just listen. Paul says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned, received, and heard and seen, put into practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Where have we seen these things? In Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And what we've seen and what we heard, we should put them into practice. We should want to do our best and dedicate and devote ourselves to excellence. That will touch people's lives. C, walks the talk and talks the walk. Walks the talk and talks the walk. Listen to these words. They come from King Solomon. Whoever walks in integrity, goodness. Let me paraphrase, whoever walks in joy, in peace, in patience, in kindness, in goodness, in integrity, walks securely. But the opposite is, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Let me tell you, if you speak the truth, you never have to remember a word you ever say. You say, "Man, I spoke the truth. I don't have to remember that. It's the truth." But if you lie, guess what? You got to remember everything you've ever said. There's no security in that. It's like, "Oh, I'm going to get found out." If you don't walk the talk, guess what? Listen to the words of Abraham Lincoln. You may fool all the people some of the time. You may even fool some of the people all the time, but you will never fool all the people all the time. You will be found out. There's a little law that God has established in our world. It's called you reap what you sow. If you do this, guess what? You're going to be found out. There's no reason to lie. It's one of those things that gives the church, the world looks at the church a bad name when we are hypocritical. Now, did you hear about the two guys from a church talking? And one guy walks up to the other. Did you hear about Harry? No. What happened with Harry? Well, he embezzled $1 million from his company. The other guy goes, "You know, I never trusted Harry." It gets worse. Yeah, Harry ran off with his best friend's wife, who he was having an affair with for 2 years. And he said, "Oh, yeah, doesn't surprise me. Harry was a womanizer." He said, oh, it gets worse. What do you mean it gets worse? Well, Harry went into the dealership and test drove a brand new car, and then he rode off, never brought it back. He picked up his money and his best friend's wife, and they disappeared. Oh, how terrible. I've always known Harry to be a bad man. But you know what really irks me? He says, what's that? He says, well, I just wonder who's going to be teaching Harry Sunday school class this Sunday. Yeah, and it's laughable, but hey. You know, in Matthew 23, the whole chapter, it's called the seven woes of Jesus. You know what really irks Jesus? You know what he really rallies against? Read Matthew 23 sometime. He speaks like this. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you blind guides, you hypocrites. He says it seven times. And he explains how you are a hypocrite. And it basically is that you say one thing, you do another. Whew. Say it isn't so. Do you realize you have three tongues? One tongue you cannot trust. You can't bank on it because it'll say one thing and say something completely different a minute later. But you do have two tongues that never lie, always speak the truth, and you can trust and bank on them every single time. Some of you have heard me say this before. What is that one tongue you can't trust? Trust. It'll speak the truth and lie. It's the tongue in your mouth. What are those two tongues you can trust? They never lie. They always speak the truth, and you can count on them. If you want to know what somebody's doing, it's the two tongues in your feet. Yeah. And when they don't match up, when the tongue in your mouth doesn't match the tongue in your feet, guess what? You're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. And Jesus rallies against that. But when the two tongues in your shoes and the tongue in your mouth match, guess what? You're secure. You're walking the talk and you're talking the walk. That's what God wants from us. That is the fruit called goodness and integrity. Now, you guys are going to leave out these doors this morning. You're going to go back to your homes, your lives, and you're going to work on Monday. What are you going to bring with you? I hope you'll remember that goodness, integrity is impartial. It's not partial to different people of different strokes, you might say. It is devoted to excellence. I hope you'll go out and you'll be excellent in everything you do. Why? Because God is so excellent when he deals with you. He's so forgiving. I hope you'll go forth as people who worship at Ablaze, members of Ablaze, who will say, you know, I'm going to make sure I walk the talk. I'm going to talk the walk. And if you need to write that down, you write it down. Amen. 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 Thank you. But I want to leave you with the words of John Wesley. Listen to these words. I think they're Christian man, by the way. Do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. And in agreement, all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Amen.